You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for New York City Celebrity Psychic with Perry Lyons.
Perry Lyons.
Live from PerryLyonsBrilliance.wixsite.com/PerryLyons.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is New York City Celebrity Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, my cherished ducklings. How are you? I'm Perry Lyons, New York City Celebrity Psychic. I am so happy to be here with you. I can't even tell you. And I hope you guys had a wonderful week. I did. So, and I'm here for you tonight to do what I call soul listening. I can't pronounce L's. So soul listening. And also, I'm here for you to share your questions, your hopes, your dreams. And I have a 89 to 93% verifiable evidential accuracy rate. So call in with your most pressing questions or your deepest hopes and dreams. And I'm here for you. I'm going to start out today with the tarot weather. As my darlings who are here every week, and you're in my prayers, even those who are agnostics or atheists, for you, I do like, instead of dear God, it's like dear fluctuations, random fluctuations in the space-time continuum, just so everybody feels included. I will say that I was brought up in a multi-denominational household. My dad was Jewish, my mom was Episcopalian, and I've got a Buddhist brother, a Muslim sister, and a fabulous family. And yesterday and today are what's called a High Holy Day in the Jewish tradition. It's something called Yom Kippur, and it's a day in which we look back and think about the ways that we need to make atonement to others, ways in which we want to forgive ourselves for the mistakes we've made, because we're human, that's what we do, and ways in which we want to forgive others as well. So it's a very beautiful day, and if you want to take a little time today and start out with forgiving ourselves, because, you know, we've all, especially if you're tuning into this program, you're a very soulful person. And a lot of very soulful people have had a lot of very challenging things in their lives, which makes us more compassionate. But sometimes things can seem like, oh, why did that happen to me? And I find that just a simple process of starting out by forgiving ourselves, just forgiving ourselves. And as you might know, the word forgive comes from the Greek root meaning to drop. So forgiving means just to drop it, to drop the charges against yourself, to drop the charges against anyone else, and live in the freedom of forgiveness. Okay, that was very serious. So we're going to get a little goofy. I don't know about you guys, but I believe in moderation in everything, including moderation. So I'm usually very disciplined about my diet. I, you know, don't eat sugar. I stay away from carbs. I exercise. And today I just went, you know what? Enough of this. So I took a friend out and had a hamburger and German chocolate cake. And can I just tell you, occasionally, doing something like that, it's so good for the soul. So if you've been incredibly disciplined about something, just from my own personal experience today, go have a day, but not be disciplined. Oh, it felt so good. Oh my God, German chocolate cake. Oh. So we're going to start out with the psychic weather. And the psychic tarot weather is where I draw three cards. And each card is a different part. Starting today, it's the week to come. So the first card, oh, we have Lena in Euclid, Ohio. Oh, I love that, Euclid. It's very, very scientific and geometric. So Lena, if you don't mind hanging out while we do the psychic tarot weather, just going to be about 3 minutes. And then I've got things to tell you. So here's how we do the psychic tarot weather. I draw three cards randomly. The first card is the beginning of the week. The second card is the middle of the week. And the third card is like, you know, a week from now. And I will say I'm always shocked at how kind of accurate it is. I mean, even for me, you know, you think like if you're doing it, it doesn't apply to you. Excuse me, I don't want you guys to think I'm topless. There. Not that there's anything wrong with that. So let's draw the first card for the first part of the week. This huge cardboard box of cards. There we go. And okay. Oh, wow. So the first part of the week, it's interesting because this does kind of chime in with all of my Jewish friends. Temperance is a card. You can see that card? Temperance is a card that means meditation, moderation. It means that if you have been indulging in anything to kind of take your pain away, you know, drinking or smoking hanging out with 19-year-old acrobatic troops, but enough about my personal life. The temperance card says this is the first few days are a time to be patient with yourself. If you find that you've been maybe, you know, drinking a little bit much or just doing things to kind of numb yourself out, it's a good few days to take a deep breath and trust yourself. Trust that everything's going to work out. I'd like to sort of throw something in here. One thing I've been doing this week is I found a baby picture of myself naked on a bearskin rug, but you know, when we're born, we're this kind of, we're just kind of made of love. We don't compare ourselves to other people. You don't hear babies like sitting around worrying about the size of their thighs. They're not like, am I as cute as the baby in the next bassinet? Babies are very self-accepting and they're kind of made of love. If you want to find a baby picture of yourself this week, here's an exercise that really works and that I do with the people I work with. Look at that picture and have a friend, or you can do it yourself, but have a friend describe how they see the child in that picture. Is she full of wonder, or he, or they? Is that child look loving? Does that child look excited? Does that child, you can really tell all of these beautiful qualities you were born with by looking at this baby picture of yourself and feeling loving towards it. And those qualities are the qualities you were born with. We never lose those. And it's a wonderful way to kind of reclaim, almost with evidence, our best selves. So try that. Let me know. I'm at perrylyons.com. That's perrylyons.com. Very easy. And just send me a little email. Let me know. Maybe a picture of yourself. I'd love to see it. And I'd love to reflect back to you the beauty and wonderful qualities I see in your baby pictures. Okay. So, okay. The second thing I'm picking this week is really interesting. It's the devil card. Now, the devil card is not scary. okay, maybe it looks scary, right? It looks scary, I'm just saying. And it looks scary because it's these two people who are in bondage to this sort of scary looking beast. But it doesn't have to, it's not, you're not like fated to have the devil come get you, because, you know, evil always contains the seeds of its undoing. The devil card just means that, again, along with the temperance card, this might be a week when you're looking at something that you're a little bit in bondage to. And I don't mean in a, like an S&M way. I mean, that's up to you. But honestly, I mean, I respect everybody's personal choices in terms of sexuality, but it's just BDSM is just so much work. I'm sorry. I just say that because I came home once about 10 years ago and a boyfriend of mine said he had a surprise for me, and he was waiting in my apartment. He's like, oh, I've got a surprise for you. Gorgeous 6'4" German guy. And he was dressed like a French maid. And I was like, oh, no, I respect that. I'm just too tired. And then he said, can I clean your apartment? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Just start with the cat box. He's like, I don't do cat boxes. I'm like, you're fired and don't expect references. Anyway, but enough about my colorful past life. So what these first two cards are saying is that you're strong enough now to not need any kind of crutches. I don't mean literally, if you're on crutches, keep your crutches, but you don't need to smoke anymore. You don't need that extra cocktail. You can trust yourself to have the answers and the serenity and the strength and the kind of divine intuition to know what you actually need and give that to yourself. So, well, that's nice. And the third card for me indicates that this is a really good time to ask for a raise or apply for a grant. The Six of Pentacles, for me, it's, as you can see, it's somebody giving people money because in the tarot, pentacles are money. It's earthly riches, right? And so it's a really good time to ask friends for help with projects, to maybe ask for a raise at work. And I think that this is a really good week for you because you're going to be discovering your own strength. You're going to be discovering that some of the things you thought were helping you and comforting you were actually, you know, I mean, it's nothing against. I like a good martini myself. I mean, once a decade, honestly. But it's a good time to just trust yourself and trust that if you take a deep breath and you ask your higher power for comfort and direction, you're going to get that. You can even ask your angels, because trust me, they exist. All right. Darling, are you still here? Thanks for hanging out. Lena?
I'm still here.
Angel? Hi, baby.
I'm still here.
Did I hypnotize you? I'm so glad you're here. Hi. You have such lovely energy. Hi. I like to connect to people through their birthday. Sure. It's just true. I don't write the news. I just report it. So, Lena, tell me what day your birthday is. So that's how I like to connect to people.
8/13/85.
Oh, looky you, you little Leo.
Right.
85/73. Oh. But you're a very determined Leo. I mean, I know that I can feel with my heart's eye. What? Is that true?
Yeah, a lot of people tell me that.
Yeah, I can hear it. And I would think that when you're really feeling your full lane of greatness, I would think that one of the most dangerous places to be in the planet would be between Lena and something she wants. So how can I help you, my angel? Does this have to do with your kids, or does it have to do with your career? Or it can have to do with anything else.
More of my love life.
Oh, I love that. And you're a Leo, so you always, whether you know it or not, you always have a line of how can I put this? Interested people lined up behind you. And you know, don't even bother telling me that's not true, because I know it is. So you have it feels right?
Yes, that's true.
So it feels to me like you've got three different guys in this string. Is that correct?
There's really one guy, but there's two others that I know, but there's just one guy that I am currently in a relationship with.
I think the partly is because you may be thinking it's because he doesn't want to commit. But you're such a powerful person. Excuse me. I feel like this is because part of you is not quite ready to settle down. I think you should give yourself a little bit of permission to play the field. I also feel like you're kind of projecting your best qualities onto this guy because I know you know that you're fabulous, but you're also, you've got a lot of humility. And I think that there's a part of you that feels like if you own all your fabulous qualities, and you have a lot of them, girlfriend.
Thank you.
That's like conceited or something. And I like this guy, but I think that you're not quite ready for an all-in relationship. Would that maybe be a little tiny bit correct? What do you think?
I am ready for one. I just think it's more on him, with him when he's not consistent with me, that it makes me pull back. Like, am I really ready for this or not?
Oh, so he wants it, but you're not sure. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I want, you know, the commitment, but he's kind of like, one minute he'll want it, one minute he don't. He's very indecisive on what he wants, which makes me second guess everything too.
Here's what I'd say, because I have my other speciality is I do dating and love coaching. Mm-hmm. I would just, this always, when I say this to people, they always are like, I can't do that, I'm scared. Yeah, so what I'm going to say is that I love men, the little dears. They're so adorable. But we let them get away with way too much. So I would say pull back. And it's like, hey, you know what? If you don't want the pretty's got other options, baby. you gotta earn the pretty. And I can tell that you're both charismatic and really, really you have these, I think you have these huge eyes. I'm right? Like you've got these huge, like tiger colored eyes.
Yeah.
You have amber eyes? Yeah. Like golden amber?
I do.
There you go. See, told you so. and also, you have a way of being that when you walk into the room, everybody's like, hi, Lena. Oh my God, where have you been? I just saw you 5 minutes ago. I don't care. Where have you been? Hey, baby. And I know that's true. I know that's true. Don't even bother saying it's not. So I think he's in, yeah, right? It's a great
yes, thing. It's true.
It's nice owning your great qualities. It's really fun. So I think that he's just insecure. And I think that men respect what they have to earn. So I think if you just take 2 weeks, pull back, You don't answer his texts. You're busy when he asks you to do stuff. Let me tell you, nobody in the history of ever has ever become less interesting by being less attainable. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a little evidence for the fact that I know what I'm, you know, I have my moments, but I'm not, you know, I'm like any other woman, but I've dated a lot of celebrities in my life, back in the day, actually not that far back in the day, the thing is that people want what they can't have. And when we let men sort of dictate the rules, they don't want to have that much power. I would pull back for 2 weeks, just two. So for 2 weeks, you're busy. You know, you might, these other two guys I'm seeing circling around you who would, you know, trade their grandmothers to have dinner with you. And they like their grandmothers. I mean, right? I would give one of them a call and just say, you lucky devil, you have been chosen to take me to, you know, go have a lobster dinner. This offer is only for 24 hours. But I would really take your energy off this guy. Distract yourself. Give it 2 weeks. Because I think he really likes you. Of course he likes you. Who's not going to like you? But then, this card, although this card is a little crazy looking, and it looks like two fish. It looks like two fish because I think this guy might be a Pisces or a water sign. Is he?
He is.
Damn, I'm good. is he a Pisces or is he like a Cancer Scorpio?
He's a Pisces.
Right. So you want to make up his mind for him because he's never going to do it. I don't know what it is. Pisces men, they're charming, but they're a little wishy-washy. Pisces women, I mean, we're monsters. We're like, I'm here, I'm in charge, get used to it. Like, we're like Leos in that way. But Pisces men, they're slippery. So you just have to just pull back for 2 weeks. That's all I'm asking. And go out with somebody else. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to, all you have to do, you know what the art of the most effective art of flirting is? So I want you to practice flirting. Flirting is enjoying yourself in the presence of somebody else, right? So that means if somebody takes you out to dinner, you're not worried about pleasing him. You're worried about like, what do I feel like eating? I want that. That's going to be delicious. Do you get what I'm saying here? So what I want you to do is explore your power, get back your flirting chops, because when you flirt, I mean, you can have, but you don't have to do anything. You can shake this guy's hand and go home. You know, this doesn't obligate you to anything. But that's my advice for you. So, Lena, do you mind if I stay with you for the next 3 minutes? Because I got so fascinated by your charisma that I feel like there's one other question. Do you have one other question here? I have one question.
Yes.
Is this guy with somebody else?
Okay.
What?
He is.
Okay. Get the hell out of there, because you are nobody's. You're nobody's second choice. Nobody's. So it's not good karma either. So let's cut him off for a little while. And trust me on this. I know it seems like you're taking a big chance, but I am telling you, you are so much more than you can see in terms of attractiveness and in terms of like yumminess and in terms of fun. You have two kids?
Just one.
Yeah. Well, if you want to keep it that way, be a little careful for a bit. So,
okay.
Are you okay with what I'm saying? Do you have any questions?
No other questions. Well, you did answer one of the questions. Well, you did bring up like he is with somebody else. He keeps saying he's going to leave this other person, so I'm not 100% how true that is.
That's not true. You'd have to give him a reason to leave. And the thing is, men, or this guy in particular, want us to be strict with, is he married or they're just living together?
They're just living together.
Yeah, I didn't get married. I don't think they, and they have a kid together, right?
Not biologically. He helped raise her children.
Got you. That's, yeah.
So he considered them his children. Right.
So if he wants to get out of there, make him earn you. So I'm telling you, cut him off for a couple weeks. Make him, because there's not a man on earth who doesn't want to have his cake and eat it too. You know, and, you know, they can try to have that, but we don't have to put up with that. And you deserve so much better. Especially because you've got a career waiting for you too that's really good. You're very good with people. And you're also very artistic. Have you ever thought of like, you know, there are places like Pier 1 and places like that who are looking for people to sort of learn how to be things like interior designers. That's a talent of yours. You can make a home out of three sticks and a, you know, a dollhouse rug. So I want you to look into just giving him the cold shoulder for 2 weeks, make him earn it back. He's right now, he doesn't have any reason to walk out of that relationship. You're going to give it to him. I want you to go out and dates with somebody else. And I want you to really take a big risk in terms of your career. You're very talented.